All right, it is Sunday morning. Kerry Crowley joins us. Bay Area News Group covers the Giants. Kerry, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well this morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Boy, there's so much to talk about for a team that's 13-16, reaching the halfway mark today. I think the Giants have a lot to talk about, don't you?
Oh, I agree. There's so much going on right now. The five-game win streak that followed the five-game losing streak. Hunter Pence getting DFA'd this morning. Mike Yastrzemski's incredible season continuing last night. Tyler Anderson with the complete game, seemingly out of nowhere. I mean, this team does have a lot of storylines.
And someone on Twitter had a dream about you and Henry Schulman.
Tells you that, that they've got some issues, huh?
Really? I think you've been on the radio too much or something. But,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's a first for you. Let's put it that way. But let's start with Anderson last night. A big boost in the, as you know, managers always say, a big boost in the arm, shot in the arm, seeing this guy go nine. How about that?
Yeah, Marty, it really did come out of nowhere. He had not thrown more than five innings in a game this season. He was coming off knee surgery, so the Giants wanted to be very careful and protect him really more than any of their other arms. And we've seen Gabe Kapler have the early hook for Johnny Cueto, Kevin Gausman. But Anderson was so efficient last night against the D-backs, who were continuing to chase pitches that were pitcher's pitches on the corner of the zone, executed well early. I mean, he wasn't blowing you away with his stuff, only four strikeouts, but induced so much soft contact that it really enabled him to pitch deep into the game. And I really love the game plan that he and Chabot Trump executed early. They made great adjustments in the middle innings, second time through the order. And there was never a time where he really felt like Anderson was in doubt. I mean, he just cruised, and that was really refreshing to see for a pitcher who definitely needed it. I mean, this is someone who the Colorado Rockies gave up on, and to kind of resurrect his career, that's the opportunity that he wants. And so to go nine was a really big moment for him.
Good game plan for the Giants. I don't know why Arizona brought in Grace. Second game, I realize that Crawford's coming up. He had Duggar at the end. So there's some lefties to deal with, Yastrzemski as well. And that's his left-handed reliever. But, boy, you just saw the handwriting on the wall that this guy's stuff was just not going to play. And I thought Kapler outmanaged Lavolo there and brought not Pence. You know, obviously he was on the edge of being released. But Joey Bart put him in as the pinch hitter, and that changed the whole inning. It made the game.
It really did. And how about Joey Bart, Marty, coming off the bench and lining a shot off the center field wall? I mean, this kid is ready. You and I have talked about it since spring training back in February and March, how we thought Joey Bart should be on the team. And certainly in summer camp, he was clearly the best option behind the plate. So still puzzling, still upsetting to many Giants fans that the Giants didn't put him on the roster from day one, because you think about where this team could be. They're 13-16, but with a couple more hits, who knows? Maybe they'd be 16-13. And so we're finally seeing the impact that Joey Bart can have, and it's tremendous. And so the double that inning set up some really strong at-bats. And the at-bat quality, as we talked about yesterday, Marty, it continues to improve. This coaching staff is making a difference with these hitters. We're seeing a real plan. We're seeing a two-strike approach, and we're seeing them draw walks. And those are all really encouraging signs for an offense that you can't count out of games.
No, it's like the A's in the mid-2000s. They grind out every at-bat, and if they are going to get their walks, they get the pitcher out of the game, and then you get into that soft side of the bullpen, and that's when you do damage, and that's what they've got to do. So we'll see how that turns out. Your thoughts about Pence, and I just talked to Woe about it. I realize Coonrod is up. They needed him. They need a backup shortstop with Sanchez being released. But Pence, I tell you, Kerry, I mean, I watched the at-bats. I thought he was a tough out. And you know, he can hit left-handed pitching. Maybe he'll land somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know that I would agree that he was a tough out. I think that he was chasing a lot. And I think that when the Giants saw the at-bat quality deteriorate, that they were much more willing to make the move than they would have been early in the season when they were hard hit outs. And you thought that Hunter Pence might break out of this slump. It just felt like he was pressing at the plate over the last 2 weeks. And unfortunately, with their current situation, you know, five-game win streak, they're trying to get back into the race. You can't take on a player who's struggling and kind of work through that. You have to kind of maximize every opportunity with the roster spots. And it really is unfortunate, because Hunter Pence was such a vibrant leader in the clubhouse. From the day that Gabe Kapler came in spring training, day one, Hunter Pence was the guy. He was the one that every young outfielder turned to. He was the one that every young position player turned to. And so I'm interested to see how the Giants try and fill that leadership void. I know that they love Mike Yastrzemski in that role, but he's only a second-year player. And so we'll see if he has the same kind of credibility in the clubhouse that Hunter Pence had, because Hunter Pence played a long time to earn that credibility and to earn the ability to speak whenever he wanted to. And so the Giants are cutting the guy who gave the speech on opening day in the clubhouse at Dodger Stadium. And you kind of wonder what the ramifications are off the field as opposed to on, because we know that he wasn't getting the job done there.
What do you think of the trade to bring Robertson in? They needed a backup infielder, I guess, and more maneuvering by Farhan.
Yeah, interesting pickup in Robertson. He's only 26. Farhan was with the A's when they drafted him in the compensation round, right behind the first round in 2012. He had a great 2018 season. I mean, he was someone who the Rays relied on in 2018, more than 80 games, nearly an 800 OPS. But 2019, it was a sub-700 OPS, and he just wasn't producing with the bats. The glove's good. He can play all three spots in the infield. He can play third, shortstop, second. And it'll be interesting to see if we see him in the majors this season, because, you know, he's much like Joe McCarthy, who was DFA'd a few weeks ago. He's coming out of the Rays organization, and the Rays tend to have a really good idea of who they need to keep on their 40-man roster and who they don't. I think that, you know, their executives have earned a lot of respect around the industry. So the fact that they said that Robertson was someone they didn't need to move forward with, all eyes will be on Farhan and seeing if they can reestablish Robertson at the major league level.
Well, he's good insurance too, and I think that, mm-hmm. that's a big part of it. All right, so this is the halfway point today. How do you assess the Giants? Disappointment, surprise? What would you say a halfway point of the season?
I would say that they're entertaining, fun, and a pleasant surprise to watch. Take away the 13-16 record, Marty, and this is just a very different team than the one we saw the last three seasons. I continue to make that point because the at-bats are so different. I mean, you can tell that Donnie Eckert, Destin Lin, and Justin Vealey, the three hitting coaches, have made a remarkable impact on this team's approach at the plate. And I wouldn't count these Giants out in the late innings if they had a 2 or 3 run deficit, much like I did over the past few seasons. You know, it was very easy to just write the game story. A team jumps out to an early 3-0 lead, 4-0 lead, and you can kind of call it. But that's not the way of this Giants team. Even if they have the lead, the bullpen's a question mark. And, games are coming down to the wire on a nightly basis, and they haven't during this 5-game winning streak. They've been mostly blowouts, but I do expect things to tighten up. They've got the Dodgers coming to town, and we'll see what this team looks like at the trade deadline, because it would not shock me with a softer September schedule for Farhan to keep this group together and give them an opportunity to go out and steal one of that final two spots in the National League.
Why not? I mean, I look at the teams with 14 losses, 15 losses, 16 losses. The Giants are actually playing better than just about everybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in the division, I mean, the Padres are going nuts now, but, you know, they've lost Yates and Pomerantz, so who knows where that's going to go, but they're hitting the ball like crazy. But I could see the Giants being involved in this thing. So what would I do? I'd keep things the way they are, and I would go out and get two relievers. I realize relief pitching is needed all over baseball because there's so many pitchers who are hurt and there's so many pitchers who are not really going that deep in a game, and Strasburg is out for the season. We see this every other day. But I would get two relievers if I could. And if you gave me two solid relievers in this bullpen with what they have and the starting rotation stayed the way it was, I think they can play.
Yeah, I think that that's a very valid point. I don't know that Farhan's going to go out and add, because that would be compromising the farm system. But if they see someone who's expendable, they can do something like the trade they executed earlier in the month with Billy Hamilton going to the Mets for Jordan Humphreys. He was a prospect. But say you take someone who's probably not going to be a factor on your roster down the stretch, Marty, who could be appealing to another team and isn't a big controllable guy for the future, and you flip him for a relief pitcher with some upside, you flip him for someone who could be a valuable part of your bullpen, it wouldn't shock me if the Giants made one or two small moves like that, need for need, as Farhan likes to say, and just to give this team an opportunity, because it's a crazy season, it's chaos, and the Giants are now in this stretch that they talked about where, last July when they got really hot, I think they went 19-6 in the month of July, that gave Farhan and Gabe hope that something like that could happen this year. And you look at this team, 5-game win streak, what does that equate to over 162-game season? it's a 13.5 game win streak. And so every game matters more. Every win matters more. And the Giants are playing like it.
Yeah, find me the new Liam Hendricks.
Exactly.
That's it. All right. Well, have a. What do you think about today? Cahill and Luke Weaver. You've seen Luke Weaver before. A good game, his last game. He's been a little bit of a mystery. And Cahill, keep the ball down. Don't walk the park. And he should be able to give you five innings.
Yeah, I mean, Marty, the D-backs are struggling at the plate. That has become abundantly clear. I think they scored one run in each of their last two games against the Oakland A's in that series, and now
yeah,
the Giants
five runs
really shut
in,
them down.
Yeah, five runs yeah. in the last four games.
Yeah, so, you know, I went into yesterday's game thinking, okay, Anderson is probably going to be a bullpen day. We'll see if the Giants can hold it together against Zach Gallen. I didn't think that their odds of winning and continuing the streak were strong, but now Trevor Cahill's got an opportunity to go up against this D-backs lineup, and Gabe Kapler has a full bullpen. I mean, he can use everyone, Harlan Garcia, Tony Watson, Tyler Rogers, and so if the Giants are in it in the late innings, they've got it set up the way they want.
Very good. Hey, have a great afternoon, and hello to the folks and everybody, and I'll talk to you next weekend. This is an interesting week of Giants baseball coming up, maybe the most interesting of this 2020 season.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Marty. Thanks so much.
All right, Kerry. Take care. That is Kerry Crowley. More coming up. Nick Pecoro will join us from the Arizona Republic right after this.